Good afternoon. Today is Monday, March the 10th, 69th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County's super duper intendant of schools, Dr. Eagles.
Good afternoon, Brian. Great to be here today.
Do you like being called doctor?
No, but I've had it for a long time. I find the only advantage is in occasional restaurant reservations. otherwise, no.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah, say, Dr. Pabst.
Yeah, everybody's going to look around. Wonder who, okay, who's kidding who here? Oh, this afternoon we're talking a little bit about, well, Gary's got an opening on his board. So we'll talk a little bit about what a trustee is, why they're there. I know in the past we've talked about some of the smallest school districts rather than the countywide position.
Yes, this one's a little different.
Yeah, and we'll spend a little bit of time talking about that. And I also understand that there's a remodel project going on. New construction at Franklin Elementary.
And yes, there will
I be. May not be able to call it Franklin by the time you're done with this.
You won't recognize
it. It might have changed significantly enough that even I will let go on the old days. We'll find out those details also when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Thomas Edison. Sometime between 1847 and 1931 said, quote, "When down in the mouth, remember Jonah." He came out all right.
Well, you know, they say Thomas Edison was very much an optimist, and somebody asked him one time, you know, what it feels like to have failed, I don't know, maybe 1,000 times to develop the incandescent light bulb. And his response back was, we didn't fail. We just learned, you know, 1,000 different ways how not to.
How not to, yeah, yeah.
So you talk
and
about,
then Fermi got hammered.
Yeah. Start talking about changing the negative into a positive. It's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, isn't it, though? So what... Why don't you have a full slate? Why don't you? Why is your team short?
Why is my team short? Well, I'll tell you, it was a fascinating series of things that actually occurred. The Humboldt County Board of Education has historically been a seven-member board with seven different trustees scattered throughout Humboldt County, and one of the individuals that sat on our board, Joan Stewart, decided that she wasn't going to run for election. And so when she didn't file and no one else filed, we ended up with a vacancy. Another one of our serving members of the board, Selena Colley, decided that she wanted to try to support her community by running for the Manila Community Services District. And so she was successful in the November election. A community services district is considered to be in competition or incompatible office, is the technical term, with a county board of education slot. So therefore, upon her successful election to the community services district, her position on our county board of education was automatically vacated.
She conflicted out.
Yes.
Which is really weird. You wouldn't think.
Just 2 or 3 weeks after that, one of our longest serving members on the Board of Education, Sharon Omi, decided to retire. Sharon had been a county board member for just about, believe it or not, 35 years. And we really miss her time. Well, we miss all three of them, but certainly with
she was there longer than you were.
Like Sharon, actually a little bit longer than I've been in the county. That's true. But I'll say one more thing. We actually still have one remaining board member that has a longer term of about 36 and a half years, and that's Robert Siekman, who represents the Fortuna area. So
I assume it wasn't Rally or Ruff.
No, but those two gentlemen have been on for quite a while, and of course...
There's not a lot of turnover on the board, is there?
Mary Scott's our other remaining board member. No, there isn't. We don't have a lot of quick turnover. Most people stay at least 8 years, and most of them more than 12.
And it's a four-year...
It's a four-year, just like all other local elections.
So now that no one is opting to run, are you in an appointment mode?
Well, yes. And here's what happened, though. In the interim, when we were down as many as three, I had provided information to our county board to consider whether or not they wanted to remain a seven-member board or consider the going and becoming a five-member board.
Kind of like the supervisorial districts?
Yes, that's exactly right. In the state of California, the targeted number for boards are five per district. We still have a couple of our small districts that are at three, and we had, you know, some like ours, which were at seven. But really, the state believes that the ideal number for a school board is five. And in the last 2 years, Amador County, Mendocino County, and Sonoma County have all adjusted from seven to five.
Same reason?
For similar reasons. So I brought this information to the board, and I said, what would you think about taking this opportunity to adjust down to five, and then we'd be looking at appointing one individual and not going through the process of appointing three? And they deliberated about it, actually over a period of 3 months, and decided that, you know, that might be good. It would make sense. It would still provide adequate representation for the public in the county, and it would also save money in the long run, because after every census, it's incumbent upon an organization that has trustees elected by geographic area and population to redivide up the group to make sure that they represent a fairly equal number of residents. So that's an additional cost. So my recommendation was, if they went to five, that we just follow the Board of Supervisors, because we'll just follow their decennial census adjustments for their boundaries.
You mean the gerrymandering that Carolyn does?
Well, I trust that they'll do a good job.
Sorry, you were starting to use education words on me there. I had to cut through it.
No, so anyway, we're
so you're looking to reconstitute as a five.
So what we did is we petitioned the State Board of Education to move in that direction, and now we're going out to find that fifth board member.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, what a trustee versus a board member. Distinction?
Well, no. The trustee refers to the fiduciary responsibility that board members is their function, but trustee is the, as I say, the fiscal responsibility that they have. So the technical terminology has a board of trustees has converted over time, and most people refer to it just as school boards. And I'm a school board member.
So what makes a good school board member?
Well, I'll tell you, somebody who is very much interested in the educational program in general. Somebody who is
maintaining, shaking it up.
No, high quality, and by high quality I mean programs that all students are served, have the opportunity to be supported and to thrive within the system. That there are high standards not only for the academic achievement, but student attendance, for climate, for maintaining good learning environments. So what we're looking for, going back to your question of trustee, we do need individuals who will manage the resources that the public has entrusted in schools well, and make that and make sure that it's an excellent investment. Not just that the bottom line balances every year and the bills are paid, but to also ensure that the best things are being invested in terms of the expenditures.
Is this a position for a parent?
Well, it often is. Now, the difference between a county board of education seat and, say, a school district is in a district situation, the school board collectively operates as the employer. They employ the district superintendent, and the superintendent employs everyone else. In my office, in the County Office of Education, since I am an elected official myself, it's technically my office, the office of the County Superintendent of Schools, and the County Board of Education serves as an advisor to me, as a check and balance, as an opportunity to provide public input to some of the things that we're doing. They adopt the county budget, and they set my salary, a very important role and function from a personal standpoint. But they also hear inter-district attendance appeals. They hear expulsion appeals from districts. And one other thing that is very similar operationally to what they do compared to a district board is that for our instructional programs, meaning our career tech education programs that we still have a few left, and our community schools, our county court school, they actually do act as the school board. They approve school plans. They approve the purchase of school textbooks. So they're very similar in that area of operation to a school board. But one of the things they don't deal with, which again is in contrast to a district, is because the county superintendent is the employer, the County Board of Education does not deal with collective bargaining issues or employee-employee relations, hiring or firing. And
you mean all the fun but none of the pain?
Actually, that's really how I would describe it. I think that's one of the reasons why our county board members have spent such a long time historically on the board, because they really can get involved in the educational programs and the services that are offered throughout the county for kids, and we try to keep them routinely informed at every board meeting. But they often don't have to deal with the tough issues about what happens when budgets are reduced and certain services have to be eliminated. As county superintendent, I have to take that role.
I can't recall ever. I'll say ever, but with a qualifying asterisk, that there ever has been demonstrations at a county board meeting or a room full of angry fill-in-the-blank.
Well,
I can
recall.
Is that accurate, or is that not accurate?
No, I can recall three different times.
Okay.
One was a public meeting, because we were looking at adopting an interagency agreement to provide services in the community with family life education. This goes back many, many years.
Okay, I can see how that would be, that could be an issue. Yep.
And then, actually, we've had a couple of employee-generated I won't call them demonstrations, but large attendance at our meetings to express an interest in wanting some remuneration enhancements in their contracts. But
if the board doesn't do that,
they just use that as an opportunity to present their case to me in a more formal way than at the bargaining table. But it's been really mild. I enjoy very strong support from both my classified and certificated bargaining units, and the relationship historically has been very good throughout my 12 years as county superintendent, and frankly for Louis Bucher's, the previous county superintendent, for 20 years before that. It's in general been a very
harmonious
relationship. As a matter of fact, yes. Otherwise, I couldn't mention that, and I couldn't be on the air if I...
That's true. That's true. We'd be talking, but there'd be a whole different context.
Yes, there would be.
So we spent a little bit of time talking about what it is. I think maybe when we come back, we can talk about who is best suited.
Excellent.
And who isn't.
All right.
Best suited. Not that you have to wear suits.
No suits are required.
Bathing suit optional. Good. That's another image we all want to take to dinner tonight. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be a benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles, the trusty hustler.
Absolutely. I'm taking names,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah. What doesn't make a good board member for a countywide position? I could see that there would be a different set of standards, or I guess it would be an anti-standard, for a school board versus a county board for
education.
Well,
certainly if you're interested in serving in a school district, you want to make sure you're there for all kids, that you might bring, certainly would bring, particular interests, and whether it be fiscal or programmatic, that you might bring to the table. But what we don't want to see in any kind of board member is somebody that has tunnel vision, or only wants to advocate for one position, because recognize that when you're a member of a board of education and the board has to weigh opinions and decisions, you're supposed to do so collectively as a group. And then if you are not in the majority of the opinion, say 3 out of 5 votes, you're still expected to support the majority. But as any deliberative body, you've got to be willing to listen to all sides before making an informed decision. And that is something we also want is what you don't want is somebody that comes to the board meeting and you hear this rip of the envelope that we send out the board packet the week before and they're opening it. So you have to have somebody who's willing to commit a little bit of time to studying the issues. Well, for the County Board of Education, our board meetings are once a month. We go for anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours, tops. We very rarely go beyond 2 hours. It's in the afternoon that starts at 3:00 on the second Wednesday of the month. I ask board members, and I expect them to put in at least a couple of 3 hours on their own time, looking at the board packet, checking out our website, looking at proposed changes to policies, things of that nature that we do, reading the background material, and then coming and being prepared to participate in those deliberations. So I would say 5 to 6 hours a month, in most months, throughout the course of the year.
So who makes... When you said tunnel vision.
And then, let me sure. also share. One of the things that we encourage, but it's not required, is for county board members to take the opportunity to visit the schools in the territory they represent and to become acquainted with some of the issues. In the rare situation where a school district board cannot put enough board members or seat enough board members due to illness or whatever have you on their district board, I do have the legal obligation to request a county board member to sit in that stead so that the governmental agency at the school district level can conduct business.
So let's say in a really frightening scenario.
They might actually
Papstein's on the board.
Yeah.
Eureka City Schools doesn't have quorum.
You might have
Eagles to makes a phone call and says, by the way, you've got reservations in seat 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
be sure to ask questions.
Truly frightening scenario across the board.
And it's happened in certain instances. Selena Colley, before she left the board in November, actually did serve at Peninsula because they were short. Mark Rally, who represents the eastern side of our territory, was asked to sit in the McKinleyville area one time. So.
Was that just to establish quorum?
Yes, just to establish a quorum so you could get business done.
Yeah, that would be frightening.
But I'll tell you, you know, I believe serving on the county board is perfect for individuals who like public education, support the notion of public education, would like to be kept informed about the latest things going on in education. Because as county superintendent, I make those kinds of reports to our board at every meeting in terms of fiscal issues, policies, proposed legislation going on in the state, the federal government. I ask them to take positions at times. Many times the resolutions my board takes and policies that they adopt are actually then used by school districts in their policies and as model resolutions. So the County Board of Education, in my opinion, really sets a tone for education in this county, and I'm looking for interested members of the public who would like to step forward and fill in that gap in currently the supervisorial Area 4, or what we also now refer to as Trustee Area 4, which is Virginia Bass's current supervisor area.
You mentioned tunnel vision, that's nothing of that could become problematic.
Yes, because education business is a big, wide-open field,
right,
with lots of things to consider.
I'm thinking, okay, let's say somebody comes in and they have a background of accounting and mm-hmm. budget management, mm-hmm. and that's their primary focus. Is that bad that they've
got that kind of
experience?
No, but what I want them to do is know that there's more than just that. There are the programmatic issues as well. No, I have one of my board members right now, Bill Ruff, who, because of, I think, his business background in managing retirement assisted living places, and now his work with Vector Rehab, is very much interested in budget and fiscal matters. He finds himself very comfortable moving around those areas. I would say I have other board members who are equally interested in instructional programs, be it early education or whatever have you. So, no, they all have niches. But what I mean by tunnel vision is you come in and you only come in with one viewpoint and one perspective, and you don't want to consider somebody else's perspective.
I would think that gets old after about 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, it would get very old. And it's not
for the individual. It would be very difficult, I would think, to keep that one track.
Well, and I will say this. If people are really interested in management of schools and curriculum and some of the more nitty-gritty types of aspects, the County Board of Education is not the slot to be in. That's a District Board of Education. But you, with that, you also come, as I said earlier, the responsibility to come together as a board, a district board, and be the employer of record and making the final decisions on collective bargaining agreements and hiring of the district superintendent and dismissing personnel for discipline issues.
Running a small business.
But you do not have to do that at the county board. I get to do those things.
And that's why he's laughing.
And believe it or not, I signed up for another 4 years of doing these things. Because actually on balance.
No. You know what? Everybody else step back, man. Remember the quote? It's all perspective. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times 343. We'll be back with more from Gary Eagles.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions, 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 347. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, so we've talked a little bit about some of the different things for a trustee's position. Now, what is the process at this point? Because it is past, with Friday being the filing time Okay, we're past that.
Well, but that's for the election.
For the election.
For this, it's
so now
March
what happens?
21st. Because this is an appointment process. This is separate from the election. So actually...
So you've got a deadline that was set by the board?
That was different for filling it. So what happens with this one is you have to be a resident of Trustee Area 4. You have to be a citizen of California, a registered voter. You have to be at least 18 years of age, so all that packaged together. And you can't be employed by the County Office of Education. So that means there's a lot of potential people out there that could apply. And they just need to do it with a letter of interest and a brief resume of their qualifications, background, what they've done. If they'll get that into me by 3 o'clock on March 21st, then I will be presenting those applications to the county board members, and they will be setting up interviews, public interviews. Now, these are not private. They're all done in open session. And then they will be making a selection, and it is my hope that they would be able to appoint somebody at the May will be seated actually before the May meeting, and that their term would run through December 2017. Then, of course, they would have to run for election at that time in November of 2017.
Normally, when you run for an office,
normally it's 4 years, but because this term has already started, they serve until the end of the term.
Okay. There's also financial reports that are required.
Yes.
Is that also the case with this?
Yes, absolutely.
To what extent?
Well, people have to disclose their interests publicly. For example, where do they own property? What businesses do they own? Because there can't be any financial conflicts of interest with their service as a County Board of Education member.
So any existing relationship would be okay? Or would they have to walk away from
those? Well, it depends on the relationship.
Let's say you've got what would it be?
Well, if you've got a contract with the county office...
A dump truck driver.
As long as I'm the one that actually entered into the contract as the county superintendent, not the county board. That's one of the things that makes the County Board of Education different. But we've had realtors on...
that you've worked with.
And women, former educators, retired educators. So as long as they don't have a current employment relationship, that's fine.
21st?
March 21st.
Pretty much a cover letter?
Cover letter and just tell us, you know, why
you're
interested.
Send it to Dr. Gary?
Absolutely.
Or swing it by the Franklin Complex.
The Franklin Complex. That's right.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
We've been talking shop with Gary Eagles. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.